Egypt, the Pyramids, and of course Greece and Rome. Rome was the source of all the political institutions of the Senate and the House of Representatives of everything. But the moment they started to have problems, so then they started to deteriorate into rot. So the Torah says, no, you want to be a free nation, so you have to count for the morning. When it's dark, the Gemara says in Bomitzir that Mahashakim Shivani Kimei Seilon the Talmud Babli. Doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem, the Talmud Babli is dark. But when was the Talmud Babli composed, redacted, and organized? In Babel, in times of darkness, Jews can blossom in time of darkness. Whereas in time when the sun shines upon them, so then that came, many Jews start to deteriorate. So that's the first message in true freedom, to count to the Levonim, to have a lunar calendar, not a solar calendar. And then the Torah says, Dabur kol adas Yisroel emeya, be'osel achidesh hazeh, v'yikhu lohem ish selebis obeis, selabois. And then the Torah also says that you have to make reservation. That's the only call on which a person who is makriv has to make a reservation. No other call there is a halacha of a reservation. Here you have to make a reservation. V'imimat habayis miyes miseh v'lokachu shchimei hakoriv el beisei b'michzas nifoshes ish lifi ochlei tochis oaseh. And the halacha is that the Korban Pesach had to be necha b'chabur in an organized manner. Free people are those who are organized, who celebrate their freedom in an organized manner. And the way it was to be eaten, so he says, b'kochoteich lo isim, mosneichem chagurim, נעליכם ברגליכם ומקלכם בידכם ואכלתם איסי בחיפוזי פסח חולד שם. So now they had to eat פסח מצחי, had to be eaten בחיפוזי, and they had to hold their shoes, they had to be dressed in their shoes, but they had to eat the Pesach b'chipozim. Why b'chipozim? Because chipozim represents a person is on a journey. He has not reached the destination. People make a mistake. They think that freedom is something that one can achieve. Freedom is not something that one can achieve. Freedom is something that one can strive for, but he can never achieve it. And the more he achieves, the farther he is away from it. Then the Torah says, "Ve'obarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, v'yikesi cholpcheya be'eretz Mitzrayim yodom v'ad behemo, ובכל אליהם מצרים עשר שבותים אני עד השם. והוי האדום לוחם ראי סלבותים אשר אתם שם, ורואי שיש האדום ופוסחתי עליכם, ולא יהיה בכם נגף למשחיס, והקייסי בארץ מצרים. Now, רבינו שלום needs a sign in order to pass over the Bote Yisrael, but the Pshat is that, of course, the Rebbein Shom doesn't need a sign, but the Israelites themselves need a sign. The Chazal say that at the time of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, as well as at the time of the Kriyas Yamsu, So Uzzah Sam Mitzrayim complained before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halloi Labizorim, Halloi Labizorim, why do you spare the Israelites praying and you destroy the Egyptian praying? So what is the answer? It's not mentioned what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. But what is the answer? The answer is that the reason as to why the Israelite praying more was spared is because they have to know that they were spared in order to be Tvuk Nechayim. The Amichtov Maisa Lekim Choros Ha'aluches Al Tikcho Choros Alocherus She'elu Choben Chayrin Ala Mishayisik B'dir. Now, the Likutei Torah mentions there are two kinds of ksibes. There is one kind of ksibe when you write atheist with English. So then you write only on the surface. It doesn't, ink does not penetrate the parchment. If it will penetrate the parchment, so to say, it will be possible. But there is another kind of ksav. That's horse and the tablets that penetrates into the luchas. So that means there are two kinds of sefer Torahs. The luchas were also sefer Torah. Aserach HaDibros were the basic principles that contained all the Torah mitzvahs. Rav Tzadik Goyen wrote this special sefer in which he shows how all the Torah mitzvahs are contained in the Aserach HaDibros. So there are two kinds of sefer Torah that the Likud Torah says. One is that is written on the surface of the person, of the heart, of the mind, but it doesn't penetrate the heart and the mind. And then there is another sefer Torah that is engraved on the heart and the mind of the person. That penetrates the heart and the mind of the Torah. So the reason as to why the Rebbeinu Shalom required the Jews to have a simen and the batim in order that they should know that they were not released from Egyptian bondage in order to celebrate freedom, but they were released from Egyptian bondage in order to strive for freedom, but they'll never be able to achieve freedom. Freedom is an opportunity, not a gift. This is the message of Parshas Achilles. Now these messages, the individual message of each individual parsha as well as the composite message, have application, are very relevant today, not only in this manner.
The rest of the tape is from Shir of the Day 3791.
So it's a little difficult. We say in respect to Tisha B'Av, we understand because the Issa V'chitzan Tisha B'Av is in the Rabbanan. But in Kippurim, according to most Rishonim, is all the Chamishim Noyim Al Midrash. So Mele, how can we say Leplug Mekule Hoil B'Shabbes Shore B'Ma Kippurim Nameshor Al Midrash? If it's the Rabbanim alright, so the Chachamim are Maka. But if it's the Raisi, how can the Chachamim be Eikeya? B'Kumba say. So we have to explain it in the same way as I mentioned once in respect to the Issa Meloche in Chalameit, according to Rishonim, that something that is not the Avud and not the Tzirich HaMeid is Osa Midaraisi. So I said two ways in respect to Meloche in Chalameit. One way was in order to explain the steering Rashi in Chagiga Dabbeis and the Rashi in Sukkot Atmen Vov, because in Chagigah Beis, Rashi says that Melocha is also Midraise, because Shabbosek, even though it's not in Mikra Kiddush, and some Melee, it should follow, that's what Kiddush Kashi, that there shouldn't be Tefillin on Chalameit. There is a Machlekes Hagenim, Shenim, as to whether there is a Chiyuv to be Maniach Tefillin on Chalameit or not. The Mechaba Paskin not, and the Ramot Paskin yet. Now, so if we say, those Rishenim who say that there is no Chiyuv of Tefillin on Chalameit, can be explained simply that even if they say that the Issa Melocha is only Midrabonon Chalameit, but the Ace does not consist after in the Issa Melocha, the Ace consists in the Kedushas Hayei, and on Chalameit there is a Korban Musa. And then there is an Issa Chometz on Pesach, on Chalameit, and on Tzukes, so there is a Chiyuv of Lulev and Tzuke. But the Rishenim who say that on Chalameit, there is a Chiyuv of Tefillin, so they must obviously hold that the Ace does not consist in the Kedushas Hayei, but the Ace consists in the Issa Melocha. So now Rashi says that there is an Issa Melocha on Chalameit because of Shabbosek, even if it's not a Mikra Kiddush. But at the same time, Rashi Dachmebor in Sukkah says that there is a Chiyuv of Tefillin on Chalameit, Hoyol from of Mitzvah Arbei. So there is a machlekes in Gemara whether he has to make his separate broche on each mitzvah, or he makes one broche on all the mitzvahs. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Hoyol from of Mitzvah Arbei? He had to sit in the sukkah and he had to put on Tefillin. So we see from Rashi that on Chalameit there is a mitzvah Tefillin. That's Chavdligas Kashi in Erechai. And the Teret was that the reason as to why Rashi says there is a Chiyuv of Tefillin, even though Rashi Shita is there is an Issa Melocha, because when Rashi says in Riyad Arbeis in the Mishneh that there is an Issa Melocha, it doesn't mean an Issa Mamesh. He means the Essay, because by Shabbos and by Yom Tov, besides the Issa Melocha of the Lamb, and the Issa Rese, there is also a Kiyum Mese. If somebody is Shabbos Melocha on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so is Mekayim Mese. So the Chiyuv and the Kiyum Mese applies to Chalameit. And the Ace does not consist in the Kiyum of Mese of Shvisa Melocha, but Dafke in the Issa Melocha. And by Chalameit, didn't the Rishenim say that there is an Issa Melocha by the Roshin Ovud and the Nitzir Hamed? So it's only because of the Chiyuv Ese, not because of the Issa Ese. So in the same way you can explain as to why the Gemara says Hoyul B'Shabeshore is B'Makipurim Namishore. And the question is, if we say that all the Chamisha Inuim are with the Raisa in Makipurim, how can the Chachamim say Loitlug Likure? The answer is because just as B'Chalameit, we explain it in two ways. One way was that since it only involves a Chiyuv Ese, so the Aveira is always B'Shev Al Taise and Yeshkia B'Chachamim Lakadovam Natero. And then the other way, so here we can also say, since there is only a Chiyuv Ese of Rechitze, not a Nisa Rechitze itself, so Mele is Yeshkia B'Chachamim Lakadovam Natero Ibn Likule. And then the other way is, just as we said in regard to Chalameit, that it's Mosra Lechachomim, as the Ramban says in the Yitzkot, Mosra Lechachomim. So Memele here too, it's Mosra Lechachomim. So since it's Mosra Lechachomim, so Memele, the Chachomim can be Matya Likulei.
That's two separate answers.
Two separate answers.
Wait, the first teretz is, what was the original question
that you just brought?
No, not Gemara.
How does the Gemara say, Hoyul B'Shabeshore B'Makipurim Namishore? If we say B'Makipurim Hamishinuim Amidaraise, So how can the Chacham Tzeil and Plug be calling?
But he's not doing it for Hana.
No, it doesn't matter. It does. Whether
you
does
go
it
and wash your hand.
Again, there too you have to say. And I think that the Ramban says it. The Chacham Mu'amater and Chamisha knew certain things. Let's say, a chayo is allowed to be nailed as a sandal. And if he has a tinuf, I mean, so then he's allowed to be rechitz. Why allowed to be rechitz? The answer is because atiro mosol chacham. The Ramban says that.
The Chazal are supposed to define what the rechitz is.
What rechitz is osa and what rechitz
is. That's according to the second teret you want to say.
That's right.
What about the first teret?
The first teret is since there is no isa rechitz, only a chiyuvese. So it's Sheval Taise. So Yeshkiya Bechachon and Lakadov and Natal.
Oh, there is no love of Rakitsa?
No Yisharese, no love, of course, no love. But not just the Chiyuv and the Kiyuv. All right, now.
Wait, also, Rabbi, yesterday you mentioned the Gemara about Chol Hashem Bosakon, the Gemara in your Bibles.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we tried to find it. Is it possible you read the Gemara inside?
I think it's like a few dollars. Dalit, Yivam, some Dalit, for the Dalit. Abushola in Meir. Neagim, Hoyinu, Sheyenki, Mibhem, or Tero beyond. Hechadomi, Idi Kesakone, after we Shabbos Nami, Vidi Lekesakone, after we beyond the Fossa, Loitzriche, Di Ketsare, because of Ami Farik Lachayadu, Shabbos, this is Kile Gozru, Rabbonon, Yonte, this a love, Le Gozru, Be Rabbon. There's a Gemara.
I didn't understand exactly Rabbi's first answer that he just said before. There's an achiv asay not to do rechitza on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
The Chacham are telling you to be over on that achiv asay.
So
to do rechitza. How is that Sheval Taisa? They're telling you to do rechitza.
The Aveira is the Sheval Taisa. Not that rechitza is osa. He was not mikayim the mitzvah of Siamus Nafisecha.
So Sheval Taisa doesn't mean physically Sheval Taisa,
that's right.
It means halacha.
Yeah, that's right. The same thing is true of Tzitzes. There is, even though it's a Maise, but the Aveira does not consist in wearing a veget Shalar Bakamfet. That has no Tzitzes. But the Aveira consists because if he puts on the veget Shalar Bakamfet, he's mechuyev to put in Tzitzes. And if he doesn't, he's mevatle nefek. So that's why Kovet Abriyes is there. Shatnes, so the Isha consists in being leivish in Begizel Shabbos. So we say, Kovet Abriyes is Nadeche in Chochma Vim Tfun Ol Negev Hashem.
Isn't Chacham are saying don't do X, and Chacham are saying do X?
Well, because the Chacham never kiyach to be Ike, but not the Yerushalayim.
But isn't that, I mean, Torah says, don't do X, and Chacham say, do X.
That's one of the,
do X.
Of the things that the Chacham can do. All right, now. Now the Gemara. Now we can proceed with the Gemara. Bishobin Shemasikin Esamayim.
Have you seen it? Hashaka?
Yeah.
Is this Mashikin?
Mashik, you have item, sorry. I stand corrected. In other words, if it matches or it creates, it came Tomei, so he couldn't be Mari and Yontem and be filled up with, with water and then put it near the mikveh, because he'll be Nisaki. But he's allowed, if the Mayim became Tomei, so he's allowed to fill up the Kele with the Kleven, with the Mayim Tmeim, and put it near the mikveh, so the Mayim will become Toya. Because that, as we said yesterday, will not involve an Issa of Nisake, because it's not really Nin of Tare, it's Sriya, so it's Iponim Chadoshe, so that's not Nisake. It's a new thing. So the Gemara says, Mane mas nisen loy rebe ve loy rabono. Ditanye im adbilines akli al gav meimov litari. Vei mashikin es amayim bichoyeven litaro. Dive Rebbe. So Rebbe is machmir. Im mashoki yasus. Chachomim eimrim, chachomim amegyo, madbilin kli al gav meimov litari. And of course, Mashikin is a Mayim, Bichlieven Litar. So, Mane Rebbe. So, this Mishneh that makes a distinction between Ashoke and Tvile, Ashoke is Muter, and Tvile, Scaling is Osea, cannot be true according to Rebbe or according to the Rabbah. I Rebbe Kashi Ashoke, because Rebbe Asas in Mashoke. And the Mishneh is Mater Ashoke. I Rabbonon, who are Meikil, Kashi Advole, because the Rabbonon are Matir, even Tvile. And the Mishneh Asas Tvile. So the Gemara says, Iboi Seime Rebbe, Iboi Seime Rabbon. Iboi Seime Rebbe, so then you ask, if it comes out like Rebbe, so how, what Rebbe says in the Braise, that Ashoki is Osea, Ashoki is Osea, and the Mishneh says that Ashoki is Muter. Reishe de Braise, in which Rebbe says that Ashoki is Osea, Reishe de Braise, that in which Rebbe says Ashoki is Osea, is beyond. So beyond, even according to Rebbe, Ashoki is Osea. The Seife, and the Seife de Braise, that says that you're not allowed to be matrilical. In other words, like the contrary, the Reishe of the Mishneh says that Ashoki is Muta, and the Seife of the Mishneh says that Tfilah is Osa. So the Reishe, the Braise that says that Ashoke is
the Reisha says Hatvola is Mutter. The Reisha of the Braise says Hatvola is
Mutter. Hatvola is Osa. Hatvola is Osa. So that is reference beyond that. So even beyond that, not only on Shabbos is Osa
Hatvola.
What Hatvola is Osa. The Braise says in Madbilin is a clear gabim of the Tare. So the Reisha of the Braise that says that Hatvola is Osea, so has reference even to Yontif, Loimi Boyan Shabbos. The Seife, and the Seife of the Braise, in which Rebbe says, in Mashikin es Amayim Bichliyem Litaron, has reference to Shabbos. So Shabbos in Mashoke is Osea, but on Yontif, Hashoke is Muta.
And what's our Mishnah talking about?
What is that?
What about our Mishnah?
Our Mishnah says that a madbilines a kli alga that our Mishnah says mashikines a mayim bichli even litaron, that's Ibman Shabbos, vein madbilin, loy madbilin is a sakele Ibman Yont. Vi kulem asnisen biyont. I boys in reishle preise biyont, vi seife bi Shabbos, vi kulem asnisen biyont. Vi boys in rabona. And the chule masnisen be Shabbos. So mele the Mishnah says that the shovin shemasikin es amayim v'chlieven that hashoki is muter ibman Shabbos, but loy matbilin ibman yont. Now Rashi mentions another girse, and that girse is not correct. I don't think we have to go over that girse, because all the Rishonim reject the other girls. Tana Rabbana, Kli shenitmo me'arev yont, a madvilin eisei bin ashmoshes, mipnei shehu sofik lailo, v'nimtzo madvil biyont. Even though bin ashmoshes is muter, the ashmoshes is muter, if he was nechtos, and Torut, but since it was Nitmo Merav Yontef, he is not considered Nechpos and Torot. He could have done it Erav Yontef before Bin Ashmoshes. Klish Nitmo Merav Yontef, a Madvilin Eisei Bin Ashmoshes. Now, so we see that it's Oser to be Madvil, a Kele that was Nitmo Merav Yontef. Even though Bin Ashmoshes, according to Rebbe, is muter, so why is it muter? Because he is not told. But the reason as to why he wasn't madvil is because he was told. Is there a shiur in Torah? I mean, it's not mistaber. A shiur in Torah. What is the shiur in Torah? How much Torah must it be? And still Rebbe says that Chachomim, that all shvusim are muter Bin Ashmoshes. So I think it can be explained because Bin Ashmoshes is only muter a shvus that is litzirich nefesh itself. Mashein kei, here it's only machshirin. He's not allowed to be misakein the kele because it's Bin Ashmoshes. Because machshirin she'efshal asei som merev yomtev. So he's also beyond. So even if he was a toad, there is no heter for it. So that's the reason as to why the price says klishe nitno merev yontev a madbil in eisei bin ashmoshes. Mitnishu sotik lailo v'nimtza madbil biyontev. And since it's only machshirin of ichon nefesh, it's not ichon nefesh itself, so mele there is no heter of bin ashmoshes.
Well, what's the heter of
Ben Nishmoshes? Rebbe says that Shvus Rosh Chachomim Shvus.
Ben Nishmoshes. I think that's only the Rambam
Shita. The Rambam Paskins like Rebbe.
No,
but the Rambam, the Machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam, that's what many Poskim say, is whether it applies, it's a flat heter, even if it was not Nechpos, and the Rambam Shita is that it's only if it's a Nechpos and Tot. But that heter applies only Ligabi Yontev if it is Litzirech Echel Nefesh. But if it's not Litzirech Echel Nefesh, not.
Why
not at all? Litzirech Echel Nefesh is Muta Meloche de Reises, because here it's only Machshirin of Echel Nefesh. He will not be able to eat it if he's not misak.
But the Gemara says, Rebbe says that Shvus is.
Yeah.
But what exactly does Rebbe say?
That Echol Nefesh is muter, only Echol Nefesh mamish, not machshirin if Echol Nefesh, if it was efshal asei samarion.
What is this Gemara that Rebbe was quoting? concerning Rebbe. This is getting confusing again.
Yeah, okay, fine.
The Gemara that Rebbe said,
lo
asr shvus ben ashmashos, is that what he says?
Kol davar she'asro chacham mishishvus lo yigozro olav ben ashmashos.
So since Hatzvalos Kalim is only a Shvus, so therefore there's a question on our Gemara.
Yeah.
That was the question.
Yeah, so why shouldn't it be Osa? Why is it Osa?
So,
it should be Muta.
So the answer,
because it's not, it's only Machshir in a Pekul Nefesh.
Being told Kalim is only Machshir.
And since he became Tomei Erev Yontev, so it's Machshir in Shev Shalas, he's an Erev Yontev. So Mele, it's Osa and Yontev. If Shimon So he says, even before Binash Moshes, so I mean Binash Moshes, even Bechel, we are not allowed. Rashi says, Abichel imonu reim odom hamadvel Caleb Binash Moshes, not a young man. Onu tzrichin la'arzirei v'limches biyodei mipnei shetzorich harav shemesh. So why is he Madvil, you have to say, Vizeh Amadvil Caleb Elaylo, Vadai Daiti Lishtamish Vimiyat, Viloy Lehamtin Herab Shemesh Dilemocha. So Mele, we have to tell him that he couldn't use it and he has to wait till the Herab Shemesh of the next day. Vitanekame, Riboy Herab Shemesh. So why is it Tanekame Chalik? Omarobe Ashkechatinu, the Rabbonon de Birav, Diyasve Vikamre Bimachshavte Nikeres Mitich Maisov Kamifli Ashkertinu Lerabon Diberav Litalmidim Shebisa Medresh. So Diyasve Vikamre Bimachshavte Nikeres Mitich Maisov Kamifli Veichadomek Yendinokit Mone Biyode Viroid Viozil Binash Moshes Latvile Vahine. In other words, he was running close to Shki. It's not Binash Moshe's Mamish, but he was running. We see that he was trying to make it before Shki. But then he didn't make it before Shki. He knocked it one of the other, the Oit, the Ozul Binash Moshe's Latvile. Marsova, Heidekoroit, Ozul. Why was he running? Made the boy of Shemesh. Some made the boy of Shemesh. Vane the boy of Kisovo. Le haspi kidding it's yesaye. He thought he'll make it. Uchshi yire shaloy aspik. Hoy lo bole mikve. Game at losse. But since he did not make it, so he says, why should I come again next day? I'll be table it and I won't use it till the night of the next day. He's not going to use it anyway. We don't stop him. The machshav nikeres shall harav shimshu mischavi mitich maasof shall mutzos. There's the hanekame. So maasof v'chaydi karoy gozo mide yodeli boi var shemesh umaasof harav shimizure holds machmas melachti karoy v'amina lo ano so roveset to him ano. When we know that the tumah was bipoches mechadosho, we also come to Rabbanon lishiyule bipoches mechadosho itmo. Itmo iloi marsovar. So that means that he doesn't know the aloche that he is tumah. So, Marshal Midholi Gomir, since he doesn't know that even Poches Mechadosho is Mitamei, so maybe he doesn't know the Aloha of Harav Shemesh either, and Mimele he'll use the Kalim without Harav Shemesh. Midholi Gomir Harav Shemesh Namali Gomir, Umarsova, who Holy Gomir, but Harav Shemesh Gomir, because Hatochas Mechadosho is not mentioned Bipere in the Torah, so he doesn't know Mashenkin Arab Shemesh Ubo Hashemesh Vitiya. So it's mentioned Bipere in the Torah, so that he knows.
Regular.
Yes.
There's a lot. Are you allowed to be
told
the
Kalim
is 9?
If you wait for the next Arab Shemesh, why not?
It's really so.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's only a person that cannot be told at night?
No.
What do you say? No, the Mishnah says, doesn't the Mishnah
Megillah... Uba Hashemesh, the Torah says.
Doesn't the Mishnah Megillah say that...
Because usually when Tiyanim became Tomei, they were Tevel in order to eat the Tumo immediately after night. So then he has to be Tevel before Shkia and then eat the Tumo after Tzitzak Chavim. But if he's Tevel after Shkia, even after Tzitzak Chavim, and they'll eat the Tumo the next night, so it's okay.
And is that for also be Tumo at night? Or?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Alright. Now, Madbiri Migabliga. I think I explained it yesterday. Toner Abonon Keset Migabliga, Horeitzelas is Gitei al Gav Kadei. The Kadei al Gav Gitei, Eise. In other words, if you are stable the Kelim, the Kadim became Tomei, in order to make Trichas Zeisi, then he decided to use the Kelim that he was stable already. To use it for Trichas Hanovim, since it's only a Chumre Ba'ome, some melee, he can use it. And then, in case of Lechabure, Hoyeichel B'chabure Zu, so he was stable, and he was Tomei, so he was stable in order to eat the Korban Pesach B'chabure, because the Aloha is the Korban Pesach is only Nechel B'chabure. And then he decided to eat it b'chabura acheres. He decided to have Pesach before the Shritas HaPesach, because after Shritas HaPesach, so it's not effective because it will be Shalom Limuyov. V'reitze le'echel b'chabura acheres ho'rishus b'yodin. Rashi says, ho'reitze l'asis kitoy al gafkadei misho yakil f'meim v'bilon lidas tricha zeisov v'nimlach l'asis gitei Oise gite al gafile sushi hibulishin kade, vinzoe chlazo hadulishin gas, vahitilish nie habo, lachne latsni, hadul kotone masnissen, shumadwionte, shinkantikin kale, vinitilish arinisricho, the habura zu al pisre, or your tummy, or kale of name, bitovali das cave, or should be on it. Vinzoe chlazo belitvili, koma masnissen. דימבול החמיר ולחד ביל קלו בשם חבור האחרס מעד בוביון. Now the next question.
What need is there to be told on this Kalim just because, I mean, he's talking
about,
so every time you change chaburas you have to...
That's right. Yeah. If you change the chaburas, you can change the chaburas. Only you can change your mind before the Shvitas HaPesach. After Shvitas HaPesach, you cannot change your mind.
And when you change, what's the reason why you would do this tzvila?
It's a chumra drabon. My law also became chumra drabon. If somebody was stable in order to eat Maisa Sheni, then decides to eat Trumo, he has to be stable. Then he decides to eat Kadesh, he has to be stable. So it's not misaki. Bishama Yemri.
Yes. We didn't prepare this Mishnah yet.
Well, I'll explain. I am not going over the whole Gemara. I'll just explain the Machlekes Bishama and Bisila. The Gemara explains it that you press some base. You don't have to go over the whole Gemara. Bishama Yemri Meivim Shlomim Vein Semchin Aleim Avaleim. So Shlomim, you can be Makri, the Shlomim of Yontem, because there is achile, so yechonetik. But eile is pulokolil. You're not allowed. So bisilel. So there is a twofold machlekes. One in regard to smicha, which is the rabbanon, and one in regard to the avoyes eile, which is the rice. Ubisilel meviam shlomim. The eile is the same chin aleim beyond. Mivim shlomim biyonteh plishiyish ben achilas odom. So it's very zechal nefesh. Vein simchin aleyen shasmicho asuro mishim chus. Shebichol keichay o yosemich. Havali mishtamish vibalechay. Utnanin reichvin al gabi beimu. Avoloi eleis, in vien eleis, chutz mit midim and musotim, שאם קום ציבו, אנו קבוע עשויים שבס, איזמות. אבל אילס יוחית לא יובים, לפי שאין בו אכיל הסדיית, וכסיב יעשה לוחם ולא לגובה. Now the Gemara says that the reason is why. So that's the time of Bishamai. That Eil is not. Why? Because Yase Lochem Velo Lugabea. But Bishil say that it may list. Why in Melis, but there is no Echol Efesh in Melis, it's Kulo Kolil. So the Gemara says that she tests of Ibeis, because they deduce it Kalvachem Abisila. Shulcho Shalehei, Shulchon Chomolei, Vishulchon Rapcho, Reikon, that means the Mizbeach. So it's Kalvachem. Now, Shemi Mez Bekashe, how can we deduce it Kalvachem? That in Melis, that is Kulo Kolil. That there is, doesn't involve Echol Nefesh. So it's Muter. So what's a Kalachemia? It's, in other words, Kalachemia means when we learn out a Kal item from a Chomer item, or vice versa, a Chomer item from a Kal item. So the Kal item is, in other words, a Shlomi. So that's a Kal item. Because, but the Chomer item, I mean, on the contrary, the Chomer item is the Shlomi, but the Kal item is the, I mean, the Chomer item that is the Chomer, because there is no Echol Nefesh. And the Kal item is the Shlomim, because there is Echol Nefesh. So how can we learn out the Kal Vachomer? That since Shlomim is Muter, so Eleis is also Muter. But we should say, Dai Lovim Nadin Lies Kinid.
So then you should say it then by every
Kal Vachomer, and I love him. Alright, we'll soon see. We'll soon see the Gemara in Bukhamim. So how can we learn how the Kal Vachomer?
No, what's the Kal Vachomer?
Yeah, the Kal Vachomer is since Shlomim is Muter. Well, it's only Shulchan Chomolei, so Shulchan Rabcho is more important, so it certainly should be Muta. But we should say, Dai Lovim Nadin Liyeskenidin. In other words, you learn it out from Shlomim, and by Shlomim there is Echol Nefesh, but by Elo there is no Echol Nefesh, so how can it be Muta? Yeah, why? What is difficult
about? What are we trying to learn out?
Shlomim.
What are we trying to learn out?
That since Shlomim is Muter, it's only Shulchan Cho. So Shulchan Rapcho, the Mizbeach, is certainly Muter. More important. That's right. Now, that involves the Shaila of Dai Lovim Adin Liyeskenidin, the machlekes between Rabbon and Rav Tarp in regard to Tam Bershus Hayochit. So Rav Tarp says the Tam Bershus Hayochit is Mishalim Nezek Sholem, Migufei but Nezek Sholem. And when does the Torah say the Tam is Mishalim, only Chotzi Nezek, only Bershus Rabbi? So Shem Beregel is Potali Gamre in Rosh Hashanah. And Tam is Chayet. Is Chayet. Mashi Botin. But Nezek Sholem. But Pershus Hayochit. So Atafim says, is Mishalim Nezek Sholem. And then the Rabbanon say, Dai Lovin Adin Luis Kinit. Dafrafei. Sheamazik doshushanize, Kita. Nogach, Nogat, Noshach, Robats, Boat, Yoshus Rabin, Mishalim Hotnezik, Yoshushanizek, Raptarf Neimir Nezek Sholem, Vachachomi Meimim Hotnezik, Omolem Raptarf. Uma bimokim sheikil al Hashem bala rego b'shus rabin. So Hashem rego b'shus rabin miskal, because he's pot aligam, shu pot still echmias, so Hashem rego, if it's beer bis di achia, is echmir alayin b'shus anezek, mishal anezek.